Hi, this is Brandon from Quadruple B.
And Ben.
And today we're going to be doing our first Commander episode on a budget Padim console of innovation artifact deck. So, as of writing, this deck is at $138, which is a little bit over budget, but it's still in budget per se. It's $30 for a really good Commander deck that's probably going to destroy everything in its path. Is definitely worth its value. And if not, you can always just substitute. It's one card that's making it so expensive, and you can always just substitute it out for, like, something else. But yeah. You can always just substitute the Karn Sign Aversa out for some other cheaper artifact card.
And you'll know when I start reading this that it would cost so much.
Now, we're not going to go over every single card here. We're just going to go over cards and categories. So, our commander is Padim, Console of Innovation. So
with this thing, it's a legendary creature. Artifacts you control have hexproof, and at the beginning of your upkeep, you control the artifact. So the artifact with the highest mana cost on the board,
or tied,
or tied, then you can draw a card.
And he's for 4 mana. He's a 1/4, which means he's unboltable. Now the different categories. So we have a couple of 0 mana artifact creatures. 1/1, 0/2 flying, 0/3.
Yeah, that's just stopters.
Yeah, Sparring Construct. It's just a cheap artifact. Ethereum Sculptor reduces the price of artifacts. Glintnest Crane is a Saito tutor. Phyrexian Revoker is a Saito removal. Relic Runner is basically unblockable. Silvermere is a mana rock. Then we just have a bunch of mana rocks. We have some Lords and Chief of the Foundry. We have an Essential and Master of Ethereum and Etched Champion. Those go in pretty much every artifact deck that is blue. We got Phyrexian Metamorph because it's an amazing card. Traxos Scrounger Krug.
Oh darn! So yeah, it's Trample. It's a legendary artifact creature, and when it enters the battlefield, tapped and doesn't untap during your untap step. But if you cast a historic spell, you can immediately untap it. So
he's a 7/7 trample for 4.
Yeah, pretty overpowered.
Yeah. So we have Darksteel Juggernaut 2, which is often going to be an undercrossed attacker. We got Cthulhu Forge Master for some tutoring. And we're going to be tutoring up for either Scuttling Doom Engine. Mirror Enforcer. We're going to be tuning up for Scuttling Doom Engine, Platinum Angel, Colossus of Akros, Inkwell Leviathan, Darksteel Colossus, or Metalwork Colossus. Then we have a Paint Lanewalker package with Karn Sign Aversa, Tezzeret the Seeker, and Tezzeret Artifice Master. And our spells are mainly just a bunch of counter spells. One Mystical Tutor to search for our Artifact Tutors. Our main Artifact Tutor in this deck is going to be Tinker. So, Ben, would you like to explain what Tinker does?
Okay, let's look. Oh, yeah. So, at any time you play Tinker, so it's a sorcery for 3 mana, 2 and a blue. So, if you play Tinker, you have to sacrifice an artifact, and then you can search your library for an artifact, put it on the board, shuffle your library.
Yeah, so basically, you could, like, sack, like, an Ornithopter and get Darksteel Colossus on turn 2.
Yeah, that's fair. That's totally fair. You know?
Against the kind of decks this is going to be going up against, though, with, like, Mimeoplasm and the Phyrexian Destroyer and Necrotic Ooze Walking Ballista combo, it's fair.
Oh, yeah, it's fair. Okay.
Unsarcastically, it's fair in that case. Then we just have a bunch of Mana Rocks. One thing I would like to point out, though, Mirrorworks is actually a great card. It's whenever another non-token artifact enters the battlefield under your control, you can pay 2 and create a copy. So when you use Tinker and Tutor for Darksteel Colossus, you can pay 2 and get a second 11/11 Trample Indestructible. Because why not? Yeah. So it's just a great payoff card. Like, all our fatties that we'd be tutoring for becomes huge. And Soul Artifact and Soul Artifact is really to just get a 5/5 flying on turn 2. When you enchant, like, an Ornithopter with it, which is pretty nice. Nanantiki's War is, like, either a board wipe or a kill your opponents, because after the first 2 lure counters are on, the third one turns everything you have into base power and toughness 5/5. Which is nice. And then for the land, 39 Islands and an Inventor's Fair as a tutor. So this commander deck, granted, is a little bit over budget, But this can definitely punch way above its weight class.
Yep.
I mean, so what do you think of the deck?
Well, I think that whole 33... Okay, so the card that really boosts the cost here over budget is the...
Karn Sign Diversa.
Yeah, $33. You know.
$34, actually. But we should probably read it out to you guys, so that way you can decide whether or not you'd want to keep him. So he's for 4 mana, 4 colorless. He's a Planeswalker. Starts at 5 loyalty, plus 1. Reveal the top 2 cards of your library. An opponent chooses one of them, put that card in your hand and the other one exiled with a silver counter. You can minus one him to put a card you own with a silver counter on it from exile into your hand. This is good for some card draw. And then it's minus 2. Create a 0/0 colorless construct artifact creature token. With this, creature gets +1/+1 for every artifact you control. That's what makes this so valuable in the deck.
Oh, darn.
You just minus 2 him You plus 1 on the start, then minus 2 him in the next 3 turns, and then just get huge construct tokens, and then just start swinging for a lot of damage.
Yep, and honestly though, I mean, I don't think it should be worth $33. I mean, if you ask me, I would rather get like 5 Mycolots than this thing. I mean, come on, Mycolots.
This is better than Mycolot.
No, better than 5 of those things?
Yes.
I mean, those things are
really good. It is. It's a great card. Karn's a great card. It's colorless card.
Color? Okay, fine. Yes.
How many times can you say that red has card draw?
Wait, this only costs 4 mana? Are you kidding me?
Yeah.
Okay, that's a little bit overpowered then.
So, yeah. You want to take back that statement?
Okay, yeah, well, maybe. But I do feel that a lot of these other cards are still also very overpowered. Like, what was that one of, again? What was
Tinker.
It? Tinker, yeah. How much does that cost?
Actual money? $2.55.
$2 for a 3-mana tutor. I mean, I'm not even sure if that's legal in Modern or any...
This is Commander.
Is it even legal in Commander?
I honestly have no idea, but this deck is for casual play. It's not for like, going to tournaments and stuff. So if it's not legal, just play around with it.
Don't use this in tournaments yet. We're not... We have no responsibility over whether this is,
legal or not. Yeah. So...
Okay. Wait.
And even if Tinker isn't legal, you can easily replace it with another artifact and do it fine.
I mean, so I like this deck. Yeah, this is actually one deck I have almost no problems with. So.
Yeah, I'm actually getting it next week, so maybe in one of our, in our next episode, we are going to be covering another Modern deck, but I'll briefly touch on how well the deck has been playing out for maybe I'll have gotten it on Wednesday.
All right. Well,
so I think that's all for this episode of Quadruple B Budget Ruin with Brandon and Ben.
All right, signing off.
Goodbye.
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app, free for iOS and Android.